On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. So I'm wondering, how many weddings have you all been to in your life? Can you remember what all the people wore, the music that was played, the songs that you all danced to, the reception? Whether you enjoy weddings or positively dread them, they do make an impression. One can recall details of a wedding many years after they have happened. How the champagne tasted. Who caught the bouquet? It's not just any day. It's a day that strives for goodwill, for abundance, and for joy. A wedding remains the basic metaphor we have for things turning out right in the end. Which is exactly why this wedding, with its water to wine miracle sign, as John calls it, marks the beginning of Jesus' public ministry in the Gospel of John. The writer of John is setting the scene for everything that comes after and telling us what he thinks life as a follower of Jesus really ought to be about. As Marcus Borg writes in his book titled Simply Jesus, the story of Jesus is about a wedding and more. It is a wedding at which the wine never runs out. And more, it is a wedding at which the best wine is served for the last. John is a little bit of an odd ducky. He clearly thinks this is a very important story for understanding who Jesus is, and yet this is a story that occurs only in his gospel, or the writers of John's gospel. The other gospels make no mention of Jesus turning water into wine, and our lectionary runs in a three-year cycle, 1 year for each, 1 year for Matthew, one year for Luke, and 1 year for Mark. But John doesn't get a year to himself. Instead, we get little bits and pieces of John in each of the 3 years. Where Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell variations of the same basic story about Jesus, John goes off on his own direction. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are more narrative, sticking to the facts of Jesus' life and inserting Jesus' teaching as it was preserved in early manuscript. John is different, more interpretive, more intellectual. John wants to show us not what Jesus says and does, but what Jesus means. And what Jesus means is life and joy, and abundance, and peace. John is convinced that the Christian life is meant to be a comedy, not a tragedy. Despite how dark things might seem out there in the world, despite the fact that the path to life will lead Jesus and for all of us through death, despite all of this, things will turn out right in the end. God is in control, leading us to light and life in and through Jesus. John drops a hint about the meaning of Jesus in the way he begins the Cana story. On the third day, important things happen in the Bible, most notably Jesus' resurrection. In the same way that the first line of the first chapter of John, "In the beginning was the Word," calls to mind the beginning of everything in the book of Genesis, on the third day points to the climax and resolution of Jesus' story. So on the third day is life, and that is where we are called to live. John goes on to tell us about a wedding. Marriage, as a metaphor for the union of God and humankind, runs throughout the Bible. In the passage from Isaiah, that we heard earlier. God is the bridegroom joined in union to God's people Israel. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, my delight is in her, and your land married, for the Lord delights in you. For as a young man marries a young woman, or a partner marries another partner, whatever the combination may be, so shall God rejoice over us. A wedding in the ancient world was an unparalleled feast. Celebrations continued for days on end. For the poor people Jesus grew up among, a wedding meant a pause from seemingly endless labor and a chance to eat and drink abundant food and wine, in stark contrast to the meager rations that made up their typical daily fare. The life that God intends for us is a life where there is enough. An abundance that springs from God's own abundance. And God intends so much more for us than just mere sustenance. There should be enough. There should be enough wine. There should be enough good wine, the finest of wines. The marriage supper God invites us to is meant to bring us pleasure and joy. The life God intends for us is one filled with beauty and contentment and all good things. It is a lie to think of pleasure as immoral. As we see at this wedding feast, where Jesus reveals himself, the day of banquet and feasting is also the day of reconciliation, joy, and peace. Only when there is enough to go around, friends, plenty to be shared freely, can old resentments be washed away and new companionships begin to grow. Despite John's tendency to show us the otherworldly, mysterious, and ethereal part of Jesus, this sign makes a strong case that the Christian life is grounded in simple, daily pleasures like good food and wine. Following Jesus is more about earth than heaven. God became incarnate not to pull us out of our earthly bodies and into heaven, but rather to bring heaven down to us, to bring peace and abundance. That is God's intention for all people and places in every corner of the world and in human life. We are blessed with this feast at the Eucharistic table, week by week and day by day, blessed with enough and more left over to share. And in our joy, we are called to go out into God's world and share God's invitation. Soon, the table will be set for all. Come and dine. Amen.